most hardware people here know the problem. You have a lot of boxes with a lot of components, and every time you design something, you ask yourself, do I own it? How much do I own it? Is it even good anymore? So we need a solution, an inventory management, like Inventory, the project I am presenting today. We do parts management, we do parameters, so freeform parameters that you can assign, and we do stock tracking and a lot more. I'm Matthias, I'm from Austria, and I have been one of the core contributors since 2021. The Inventory project is MIT licensed. We started in 2017. We have 3 to 5 active people that do most of the work, 75 contributors, and 50 translators. We are always searching for translators. So it's very hard to translate and proofread a lot of languages. So if you can do that, we would appreciate that. Inventory.org. The main components of the system are simple. We have a server client architecture that where you host a central API service, and then you can use a web interface, you can a web front end, you can use an Android or iOS app, you can use Python APIs or anything that can speak open API specs, so most languages. We have some core business objects, parts. A part, you can have a lot of one part, so that's stock then. You can have orders, you buy stuff, you sell stuff, you sell stuff to a customer, he returns it, that's a return order. And you have builds, where you build your parts from other parts. All these models can be extended without touching the code. You can have strongly typed parameters, where you can do SI conversation and stuff, so that you are always in the right format. And you have loosely typed JSON metadata, where you just dump your stuff, so we don't care what's in there. And you can have plugins without changing the core code. We are enterprise ready because a lot of enterprises run us, well, small companies, but enterprise. So SSO, all the stuff, you can deploy to Debian and Ubuntu with a built-in package. We have Docker images, install scripts, a DigitalOcean image, if you like that stuff. I don't, but I build it. We support most best practices in the community, so we have an open SSF best practice badge, and we should get silver badge in the next 1 or 2 months. We still have to do some dynamic testing to achieve that. 90% code coverage, enforced code styles, all the good stuff that you need to deploy us. And we are always open for feedback. If there's a standard we should support, please reach out. We have plugins for Shopify, Mouser, for different BCBA companies. We do loan management via a plugin. There you can connect your label printers, Prada, Zebra, and everything that does cups. So most printers, but only on Linux. And we can do notifications with emails, Slack, and 50 others via AppRise. There is KiCad integration with the upcoming 8.0 release, or with Nightly, but you shouldn't run Nightly for your production stuff. Please don't. We had problems. And there are various CLI tools. We are starting to implement vendors into the core code, but it will take a year or two. So there are some great tools by the community to do that via the API right now. We need you. You don't need to code. You can report bugs. You can translate or proofread. You can write documentation. You can develop if you know some of the languages. You can fund, or you can just communicate around the project. Inventory.org/contribute. Please come. We welcome everybody. So we have some friendly projects in the community, namely PartDB, very cool project, basically the same function set, but just one developer, and in PHP. So great shout out to Jan. And Kitspace, they do like open source hardware project repos online, where you can just buy your open source project. So it's much easier to start in the community. And they are doing some great stuff around standardization of sharing stuff. We are planning to integrate their standard in the next 1 to 3 months. I have the PR already ready, but I need to do some testing. So contact me, or the project on inventory.org or mgmi.com, and the slides are on 37c3.mgmi.com. Please reach out. My deck number is on the